time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 88, tonight clear with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Health Department announced one additional positive case of COVID-19 this morning, a male in his 20s. The department announced a male in his 50s had tested positive for the virus yesterday afternoon. The latest case brings the county's total to 32. 23 people have recovered, 8 people are in isolation at home, and 1 person with the virus passed away. The department will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of the positive patient and the quarantine of close contacts. Anyone contacted by public health officials should respond promptly. The department says the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to the Restore Illinois recommendations, including washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. More news next.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, the Wayne City Education Association says applications are now available for the Vicki Maxey Early Childhood Education Scholarship. Maxey worked at the Wayne City Early Learning Center as a pre-K teacher, and the $500 scholarship has been established in her honor to assist a dedicated student in his or her education in pursuing a career enriching the lives of young children. The opportunity is not limited to current graduating seniors, but applicants must have graduated from Wayne City High School. Applications may be obtained in the Wayne City Unit Office, or they may be requested by email from rkistner@waynecity100.org. Completed applications are due tomorrow, and they should be sent to rkistner@waynecity100.org or delivered to the office of Wayne City High School to the attention of Ruth Kistner. A resume may be attached, but is not required. The recipient will be selected by committee and will be announced in early August. According to a Facebook post, the Albion Park Board recently met and determined it would not be able to open the pool this summer. The board said the installation of a newly purchased pool liner isn't finished, and the season would be extremely abbreviated when it is finished. In addition, it anticipates a shortage of lifeguards soon as they go to college. Albion joins many other area cities who have shuttered their pools for the season for various reasons this summer, but it hopes to once again open next year. The Edwards County 4-H has released the results of its sheep and poultry shows. Allison Williams, Brooklyn Kitchen, Haley Coker, Gabe Wyatt, J.W. Sims Reisner, Davina White, and Kenley Garrett exhibited in 5 classes in the sheep show, and all members received a blue ribbon. All exhibitors in the poultry show also received blue ribbons. Exhibitors included Kaylee Vallette, Matthew Baer, Wyatt Johnson, Ashlyn Wise, Xander Hawkins, Hezekiah Hawkins, Cooper Lynch, Owen Lynch, Carmen Duncan, Emma Wiseman, Jake Wiseman, Austin Wise, Olivia Bosecker, and Natalie Shelby. The 14 4-H'ers showed 49 entries in 15 total classes. Vallette was the busiest during the virtual show, with 21 entries in 14 classes. 29-year-old Fairfield resident Felicia A.J. McKinney was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. McKinney was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $250 bond. McLeansboro police arrested 46-year-old McLeansboro resident Patrick Bishop on Sunday and 39-year-old Enfield resident Brandy Pierce yesterday. Bishop was taken into custody on a Hamilton County warrant for probation violation. After being taken to the White County Jail, he was also found to have methamphetamine on his person. Bishop was held pending the setting of bond for the meth possession charge. Pierce was arrested on a Hamilton County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license. She was also cited after a traffic stop for driving with a suspended license, no valid insurance or registration, and illegal transportation of cannabis in a motor vehicle. Pierce was taken to the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office and released after posting $375 bond. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,231 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 18 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 172,655 cases and 7,416 deaths. The Hamilton County Health Department announced two positive cases of the virus yesterday afternoon, a female in her 30s and a male in his 40s. Hamilton County had 13 total cases. 10 people had recovered, 2 were in isolation at home, and 1 was hospitalized. Jefferson and Marion counties added 13 and 9 cases respectively, bringing their totals to 174 and 115. According to coronavirus.illinois.gov, Lawrence County added 2 cases to reach 37, and no new cases were announced in Edwards, Wabash, or Clay counties. The preliminary statewide positivity rate from July 20th through the 26th was 3.8%. The latest rate available for the southern region of the state was 6% on the 24th, up from 3.7% on the 17th. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire says the city has taken and will continue to take steps to address its flooding issues by clearing out bridge areas. However, he stresses that no system would be able to handle nearly 5 inches of rain in roughly 2 hours, as Fairfield experienced earlier this month. The mayor also gave an update on the city's electrical distribution system, which has undergone extensive work this year. The major underground feeder issue has been resolved, but the city continues to explore options in other areas.
We still are working on another backup source, because we have issues on the south line. You know, when you've got almost 30 miles of line, that's a lot of maintenance. We're not sure that it's wise for us to spend that money there. So that's another thing that we're working with Wayne White on is, you know, they're just, I think, 2.6 miles north of town. So you would think it would be less costly to maintain that, and so we're exploring that option with them right now.
The mayor also said street resurfacing work should begin soon.
Well, hopefully before too long, and we just awarded a project for some street resurfacing, so hopefully we'll see that start pretty soon. That is going to be several streets, including Northwest 10th Street from Main to Mount Vernon Road, and then we're also going to take care of Mount Vernon Road between 9th and 10th Street. We're also going to resurface North Street, which is by the high-rise, so from 1st Street to the bridge. We're going to resurface that, so about a block there. And then we're going to move to the south side of town and do Southwest 6th Street from West Douglas Street to where it dead ends at the railroad track.
The streets were chosen based on a study by engineers on traffic and road conditions. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall. People may also join the meeting by phone by calling 844-854-2222 before 6 and entering access code 767116#. The agenda's first item calls for a memorandum of understanding with IBEW on residency changes. An alderman will then work on amending ordinances regarding residency, as Mayor McGuire explains.
Originally with our IBEW employees, which would be like street and bridge, cemetery, water department, so on and so forth, those employees, we originally allowed them to have like a 5-mile radius from Northwest 7th and Main Street. Okay. Then we went to negotiate the FOP contract, and they proposed a different residency. In fact, a much more expanded residency initially, but we eventually settled on five miles from the westernmost, easternmost, southernmost, and northernmost city limits.
Other items on the agenda include an amendment to the effective dates of the recent utility rate ordinance and a resolution regarding interfund loans and transfers. The council will also address two street closing requests. One is from NYOC on August 30th from 3 to 10 p.m., and the other is for the Elks on October 17th. Though not on the agenda tonight, Mayor McGuire also gave more details on the United Way Mobile Markets program.
They're going to be bringing and giving away somewhere between 300 and 400 boxes of vegetables and dairy products.
Oh, okay.
And it's free to anyone who comes there. We're going to be doing that August 8th, and we'll be on 3rd Street by the courthouse. It's going to be one-way traffic in there. We're going to have that road closed. We're going to ask people not to come off Main Street, but to come off Court Street, and then they'll exit
on Main Street.
Okay. They just have to come in their car. We'll load it up for them, and they can move on.
The council approved a street closure for the United Way program last month. Wayne County voters wishing to cast their ballots in person may do so on November 3rd at their polling place or during the early voting period. In-person early voting begins September 24th at the county clerk's office in the Wayne County Courthouse. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays, and the office will have extended voting hours beginning October 13th. Extended hours will be 1 to 4 on Sundays, 8 to 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and 9 to 5 on Saturdays. All polling places will remain open for in-person voting on November 3rd. An application to vote by mail will be sent on or before August 1st to any active Wayne County resident who voted in 2018, 2019, or 2020. Voters who wish to receive their ballot by mail must return their completed applications by October 29th. Anyone with questions regarding voter registration should contact the county clerk's office. Illinois has one of the lowest coronavirus positivity rates in the Midwest, and Governor J.B. Pritzker says that is because Illinois citizens generally stick to the proper mitigation efforts to reduce and stop its spread. But he says people who still aren't wearing a mask need to start.
If you're not wearing a mask, you're doing it wrong. You have to wear a mask. If I told you you could take a pill that would reduce the likelihood of you getting COVID-19 by 80%, wouldn't you do it? It's safe? You would do it. And that's what happens when people wear masks. We reduce the likelihood of transmission by 80%. Let's just do that.
In addition to wearing a mask, officials say people should continue to keep social distance and wash their hands so the entire state can remain in the fourth phase of Restore Illinois. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is reminding parents about the dangers of childhood drowning. Kim Howard has the story.
Last year in Illinois, 22 children lost their lives due to accidental drowning, including 10 who drowned in pools and one who drowned in a bucket. DCFS Director Mark Smith says that's why it's important to keep a watchful eye on your kids at all times around water.
It's always a concern during this time of year that when children are not attended or left alone, even for a short period of time, they can drown in a pool, a blow-up pool or an in-ground pool, or even a bathtub. It can happen as quickly as you can imagine. It only takes the time for you to step out to get a glass of lemonade or to answer the door or answer the phone. Children who are left unattended can absolutely be harmed in pools and very shallow bodies of water.
Smith says a child can drown in as little as an inch of water. He urges families to secure pools, hot tubs, and toilet lids, and not to solely rely on floaties and life jackets to keep your kids safe. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Jay Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel summertime super celebration is all happening this month. Our biggest sale of the year on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram has been super sale priced. Up to $11,001 off Rams and F-150s and up to $7,001 off Renegades. Over 200 pre-owned bargains available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can at JayWildermanAutoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
You know what sounds fun? Holiday World sounds fun. We're talking the kind of fun that takes 128 acres to contain it. The kind of fun that leads to the sounds of silence on the car ride home. Because the kids will be sleeping. The kind of fun you need to start having today. But you can only get tickets online and only at HolidayWorld.com.
Free shopping, free parking, free sunscreen.
That was fun.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,490, down 94 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,502, down 33. September crude oil is at $41.03. That is down 57 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old Carolyn Jane Rathgen died on Sunday. Carolyn Rathgen is survived by daughter Valerie Flanagan and two grandchildren. Services for Carolyn Rathgen will be held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Pleasant Grove Cemetery near Murfreesboro. Memorials may be made to the ASPSA or the Alzheimer's Association. They will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
End of summer sale is going on this week at the Willow Tree, 106 East Main Street in downtown Fairfield. Stop by for our summer markdowns in our bargain corner and throughout the store. We have our new locally handmade soaps in store also. The Willow Tree is still offering curbside service. We can bring it right to your car. We thank you for shopping locally and look forward to seeing you at the Willow Tree in downtown Fairfield for our sidewalk sales this week.
Interiors Sit and Sleep's 1 year anniversary sale continues, and Darv, there's plenty of mattresses and recliners to choose from.
And we've also got sectionals as well.
Tell us about the selection of sectionals you have.
You know, a lot of our sectionals, you can actually get them in several different configurations to fit your room. Of course, as you know, they're available in several different colors. You can get leathers, fabrics, polyester. You can get them in all different things.
How easy is it to come in and customize your sectional?
Basically, when you stop in here, bring your dimensions of your living room or the room you're wanting to put your furniture in, and we can find something to fit into it.
Darf, are the same customization options available for sofas and recliners as well?
A lot of our sofas you can get with several different options. You can get with the power headrest, the massage feature. You can get a little bit of everything with them. Stop in today while we have our anniversary sale going on. Of course, we're located at 1725 North 6th Street across from Dumas, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Interior, sit and sleep, then sends.
We have delivery and financing available as well.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partly sunny skies with a high of 88. It'll be clear tonight. We're expecting a low of 65, and then partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. Outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Showers are likely on Thursday with a high of 80 and low of 68. Scattered showers are possible on Friday. Friday's high will be around 80 with a low of 65. And then scattered showers are possible on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 75 with a low around 62.